a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Going to China for this one, mate. China. A Somalian sprinter competing at the World University Games in Chengdu, China, has gone viral for her performance.
Oh, cool.
She's taking part in the 100-metre, the women's 100-metre, and she's gone viral because she's done it in what they're referring to as embarrassingly slow fashion.
Ah.
Super slow.
Okay.
Nazra. Is her name. She ran the distance in 21.81 seconds.
Seems pretty good.
It's 10 seconds behind the leaders, okay. She took twice as long as they did.
That's right, because 100 metres is like, and go, finished.
Yeah, that's like right. It's, yeah, it's like Usain Bolt.
Yeah. Jinx.
And she was seen to skip across the finish line, having been left well behind by fellow competitors. Mm. Now, what was that guy? Was it the Sydney Olympics? The guy
There was Eric the Eel.
Eric the Eel, right? And he'd only been in a pool once or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody cheered him on, and Aussies got behind him. Not the case here.
Oh, no.
I don't know whether it's the fact that she's female and we're very critical of all women.
Well, that seems to be the theme.
Or the crowd. I don't know, you know, where it's being held, or maybe it's just athletics versus swimming. Maybe swimming crowds are more supportive than aths crowds.
Well, you've got the splashing and everything, you know, you've got the drama.
Yeah, and it's the chlorine.
Like, are they going to drown or not?
I think it's the chlorine in the air. I think it just affects the brains of swimming crowds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit happy.
Yeah.
Everyone's quite angry that Somalia would send a sprinter of her caliber to an international event like this.
Okay, let me have. So I've just seen the footage. It looks to me as if I'm running. It looks to me as if it's me, you, and Lingy, right? And Lingy does an athlete's.
Dominates.
Run.
Off he
dominates,
goes.
Dominates, right? Very professional. You give it a good crack. You kind of know what you're doing. And then there's me that's coming up the rear.
Yeah, wow. Well,
that's what it is. Also, I see here that she is the niece of the Somali athletics vice president.
This is why people are getting mad.
Right.
So, you know, so I thought, my first thought was, oh, God, she's had no competition.
Yeah.
She's the only person in Somalia who wanted to do this event.
Yeah.
And I get it, because it's not the Olympics, it's not the Commonwealth Games.
And running's boring.
It's true. It's the World University Games, and we all know, you know, nothing you do in university counts.
No.
It's not real. It's
no,
not real
who's
life.
Got the time?
Anyway, so I thought, oh, she's got no, which is how I sort of planned to eventually win the Victorian title for open Irish dancing.
You know, yes.
Once you hit about 21, 22, there are no men in Victoria who do Irish dancing. So if I can.
Are you actually going to do something?
I would love
about
to.
That?
Yeah, I
You've
think
been talking about it for 4 years.
Well, and then COVID happened, and I couldn't, they had no competitions. So the guy that won in like 2019 is probably still the Vic state title Irish dancer.
Oh my God.
And I think if I intimidate him enough, he might not compete and I can just waltz in. And you're not even supposed to waltz. It's Irish dancing, not normal dancing.
If anyone knows anything about male Irish dancing in the district, please get in contact with us, 52232955.
Anyway, I thought that was the case. Turns out, no. So her uncle is, as you say, Somali Athletics Vice President.
Right.
And so they're like, oh, hang on. No, you've just let your niece go on a nice little junket here.
And, I mean, we've all done that, haven't we?
To China.
You've all got the message, hey, the boss's niece is coming in today. Mm. So if you could just, you know, free coffees all round.
Have you got any uncles that do anything cool that could help you get to do something fun?
Nothing legal, that's
sure. Very wordy South. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. So I got my stitches out yesterday because
okay.
I had to get a procedure done, right? And I've had stitches before, but I've never had actual fishing line stitches. I've always had the disposable ones.
Dissolvable.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They're all disposable. They don't reuse your stitches.
I said that to the nurse yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had stitches out for the first time. Very gentle. I said to the nurse, gentle hands. Thank you for taking care of me.
Did it feel funny, though?
Yeah, it felt funny.
It does, doesn't it?
It's a bit gross. Yeah. Anyway,
Did you watch?
Yeah, I watched.
Yeah,
well, they're on my guts too, so I'm just like there.
Yeah.
Anyway, because I had to have a bit of a procedure that involved the insides and like they had to like blow my stomach up full of gas and then do a lot of work around, you know, my uterus and whatnot, they took a whole bunch of pictures
Inside. Or outside?
Oh, wow. Inside me. Inside. Right? And that's like a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, I'm gross. More so than what I feel like about the outside.
Okay.
The inside's a lot more shiny, right?
Wait, so it's nicer inside or out?
Well, it's, you know, it's a nice, yeah. I feel like my inside, I'm like, right.
Oh, you're happy?
It looks like I'm winning.
Okay.
So they had a whole bunch of photos, and I was going to bring them in, but then I thought, oh, you guys are just going to be like, where's the line?
You nailed that.
They wrote in pen, the doctor wrote in pen what all the photos were.
Okay.
So there's like, there's your panoramic view of like my uterus and my ovaries and everything. And they gave me like a full panoramic view of that. And then they're like, here's your pouch of Douglas. Google where that is. That's a great part of the body.
I think that's Tasmania. It's another name for Tasmania, isn't it? The pouch of Douglas.
You know, and then there's this one photo. And when they gave it to me, I was still a little bit out of it, right? And they gave it to me and they said, lovely ovary. And I went,
you took it as a compliment.
I went, okay, lovely ovary. Cool. And so I mentioned to the doctor, I said, thanks for my lovely ovary. And, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, some doctors, like, they're busy, they're surgeons, they don't have time to, like, jibber jabber and stuff. They're,
sure,
like, focused.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Right? And he's like, all right, catch you later. I'm like, cool. And their mum came to pick me up, and I was like, hey, check out the photo, lovely ovary.
Yeah.
How good's this? She's like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Right?
I'm so supportive, Bells, Bells. Great.
Mum dropped me off at home, and then we showed Jimmy.
Yeah.
Photo. I'm like, here's my pouch of Douglas.
Pretty sure he's already seen that.
Yeah. Here's my uterus panoramic view, and here's my lovely ovary. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, the doctor's like, pretty impressed. Lovely ovary. And Mum's like, yeah, how good's that? So Mum doesn't have glasses, and I'm still under the effects of
drugs. Yes, possible pain
relief. And Jimmy's
relief.
Like, no, it says left ovary, like L ovary. And I've took it as lovely. I've took it as lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely ovary. And I was really saddened after that because I thought my ovary did a really good job. But it was just a picture of my left ovary.
Thought you had really, really good looking ovaries.
Yeah.
And the doctor was impressed.
Yeah, apparently not. It was just my L ovary. And I took it as lovely. And no wonder the doctor was like, cool. Yeah, your ovaries are great.
He didn't even engage.
He had no idea what I was talking about.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah. You and your pouch of Douglas can go home now. See you later.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome,
mate.
Will from the newsroom. Hello, Will.
Hello, I struggled there. I forgot about that.
No, you're right.
Okay.
No.
The outro.
I did say to Will there, because your last name's Bonington.
That's correct,
and
yeah.
And I said, my name's Bato. I like to get Bato. And
did,
you have
you
no idea
that.
What I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I do.
Because you're a baby.
No, that's The Simpsons.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
Just didn't think it was any good.
I just don't get that.
I just don't get you.
Yeah.
Just a poor gag.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You've popped in to play Lyrical Headlines. Do we have a theme for this week?
Well, yes. I brought this up with Beck a few weeks ago.
Ah.
Weird Al songs, but like the songs.
The originals.
Oh, the originals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So we've gone through Weird Al's discography.
Okay.
And
why not?
We've picked out a few. So this could be like a theme we bring back as well.
Hang on. So
I love this.
Are you reading the lyrics to the Weird Al version?
No, to the original.
Okay. All right.
Because
cool.
That could have, because Tom was getting so scared then.
Can I hijack this and offer bonus points if
yes?
If you can name like the Weird Al song?
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah, cool. Okay, the Weird Al version. All right. Yeah, okay, cool. All right.
Yes, come up.
Okay, well, I think we're ready to go. What you're going to do is read the lyrics to these Weird Al, no, the non-Weird Al versions of the Weird
yes.
Al songs.
Yes.
As if they are news bulletins like you would in your day job. We need to decipher the artist and the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Good.
Great.
Good. All right.
Tight.
Well-oiled machine.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready for question number one, Lyrical Headlines. Let's go.
G'day, it's Will in the newsroom. I hopped off the plane at LAX.
Loggy! Oh, It's Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
And it's, oh, I don't know the Weird Al song. So I'm just going to have a guess. Farting in the USA?
No.
Okay.
It's a strong guess. You're right. Yes. And the Weird Al song is Party in the CIA.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I was close.
There are like three Weird Al songs I know. If you can have included them as the last three, yes, that would be wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
I reckon I know the same three.
I'm not sure I'm up to date with his latest gear. Put it that way. All right.
I prefer Farting in the USA.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, thanks. All right.
Why don't you write that? And then,
I will. I mean, don't toy with me.
All right, here we go. Question number two, lyrical headlines.
Hello, it's Will with the latest news. Steve walks away rarely down the...
Okay. Oh, this is disturbing.
Sorry, it is Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, and, oh, God. Okay, the Weird
and
Al
no,
song...
And no, it's not Fart on the Bus.
Okay, is it... Another One Bites the Crust?
No.
I had a guess. I don't know.
Another One Rides the Bus.
Okay, right.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Are you starting to get the impression Loggy really likes Weird Al?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, but I love Queen.
It's a good comp.
It's a thing like, you look like someone so you enjoy their work?
Oh.
Yeah. Cartoon devil.
You feel an affinity to them because you said, "Oh, you're one of me."
Oh man, I've heard a lot of things in my time, but I haven't heard Weird Al.
Man, it's just the moustache.
All right, give us a consolation. Third.
All right, here we go. Question number three: lyrical headlines, the Weird Al version.
Hello, it's Will in the newsroom. A long, long time ago,
Lingy.
Loggy.
Is that American Pie? Don McLean?
Yes.
Yeah. American Pie would be... Do you actually know this one?
Farting in a Pie.
It's also known as The Saga Begins, based on the Star Wars.
Ah.
Why am I this here Anakin guy?
Oh, yes. Something.
It's a Star Wars one and you didn't know it.
No, I said Loggy, but I didn't know.
You even look like Weird Al and you couldn't get that.
All right, don't roll.
It's cute when I do it, Will. Yeah. It's a bit aggressive when you do it, mate. All right, that I reckon is the worst round of lyrical headlines we've ever had. Thanks for your time, Will. We'll play next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Confession time.
Okay.
GMHBA Stadium, the footy's on. There's big crowds. There's lots of moving parts. I lost Jed again.
Oh, no. Not in a big crowd, too. My goodness.
Did you only get a couple of ticks against your name before, you know, DHS comes in?
Yeah,
like,
so
happened?
Just a little shout out, Department of Human Services. Don't, please, it's not my fault.
Oh, no, never your fault.
So we have our seats where we sit at the footy. The siren goes, end of the game, and the boys are always in such a rush to get out of the aisle, down the stairs, out through the sort of the forecourt on the Charles Brownlow stand side of the ground. Yep. So this is on the Latrobe Terrace and side of the ground, and onto St Mary's Oval to kick the footy.
Sure.
They're excited. They've been watching the footy. All good. Life's good. You know, that's what being a kid at the footy is all about.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, but stick together. And they're gone.
Yeah.
So okay.
I then trail in behind them thinking I can just keep an eye, half an eye, all good. No one trips over, no one bumps, no one takes the wrong door.
Yeah.
They've done it plenty of times before. And so they all fly down, and they're with their cousins as well.
Okay.
Our seats are with my sister's seats. Fly down the stairs, gone. But I always know, hey, we'll meet at the same spot on St Mary's Oval.
Yeah. Sure.
Life's good.
Okay.
Get down there. they kick the footy to me. I'm like, yeah, kick the footy. Mm-hmm. This is great. About 30 seconds or so in, I look around, I'm like, Max, Henry, there's my nephew George, there's Anna, there's Eddie. Where's Jed?
Oh. Instant panic. Yes. Instant panic.
And Dodsy was at the footy with us as well. And I'm like, hey, is Jed with you? She's like, no. I think he's with you. I'm like,
classic.
Okay.
And how long ago was it that you lost him? What, a month ago you lost him at a caravan park?
At a caravan park.
And he was outside the grounds of the caravan park.
Yeah, well, he'd made his way. He'd learnt how to get outside the gate without using a code and all that sort of stuff. And then he was coming back in very responsible.
Oh, it was fine.
So, I think at the time we spoke about how 30 seconds can feel like about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, 5 minutes can feel like about 5 hours.
Oh, yeah, but.
And Dodsy and I are like, okay, one of us stays on St Mary's Oval, start looking around where is. I'll go back to the sort of the forecourt area where we set up the K-Rock Live site, that sort of area, and he'll be there somewhere. Mm. So now 10 minutes is feeling like about 15 years.
Oh, God.
God, you'd be freaking out.
And the hardest thing, and I mean this with trying to be as polite as I possibly can to those beautiful, beautiful people who stopped and said g'day.
Oh.
There were so many people asking for photos.
Oh, because you're right out the front of the Charles Brownlow stand. You're in that sort of area where everyone's milling about and everyone's like, oh, it's Lingy.
Hey, Lingy, can we grab a photo? I'm like,
did you stop to take photos?
I kind of did and I smiled. And I,
you're too beautiful. You got it. I mean, prioritise.
And my eyes are darting around. I'm like, oh, hey, sorry, I'm a little bit distracted. Like, I can't find one of my kids. And this lady goes, and she meant well. She meant well. She goes, oh, maybe you should check on St Mary's Oval. I'm like, yeah, I have. We've been looking for about 15 minutes and her face just fell. And she's like, oh, you've properly lost him.
Yeah, so can I leave and end this photo?
I went back into the ground. I convinced a security guy to let me back in. I'm like, I got to look around.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
He's six. And I'm just getting real agitated. Man, and then someone's like, hey, Lee, can we grab a photo?
Oh, man.
And I spotted someone who I know and who I know knows Jed. And they're like, oh, hey, about 10 minutes ago, I saw him at the top of those stairs, but he was coming down. But Jed doesn't know him. So he kind of half ran off, which good move. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to throw up now. I'm feeling so sick. I'm like, he's not on the oval. He's not inside the ground. And then, just out of the corner of my eye, this little redheaded kid comes running through that area. And I'm like, Jed!
Oh, my God.
And I sprinted after him. He was still heading to St. Mary's.
Yeah.
I picked him up and cuddled him. He's like, oh, Dad, I took a wrong turn.
Oh, awesome.
Baby.
The relief when I finally got him and these other people were waiting to get a photo. I'm like, can you just hang for a sec? I just want to just cuddle him. So I perhaps need to reassess the how much supervision I give Jed at the moment.
You've lost your child far too many times.
I've seen these items. They're called kid leashes. I don't know. I'm not a parent.
I'm 100% for them.
Okay. Yep.
I'm going to tie him up. I'm going to have like multiple leashes around him.
I don't know if that's I don't know if that's the angle either.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
There might be another way that you can get some help, and that's why Glenn from Newcombe has given us a call. Jono, what's your tip for Lingy?
Well, first of all, I'm not a fan of those leashes, so let's just forget about that one.
Okay, good. Okay. But, that's fair.
I've lost my son a couple of times, unfortunately, in shopping centres.
Yeah, God, it's worst, isn't it? Far out.
Well, he also loves to go for a bike ride around the ovals and that's near home. So we're a little bit worried as parents, and occasionally he'll walk home from school too. It's not too far.
Yeah.
But the Apple AirTag, my friend.
Oh, what? What's this? I haven't heard of it.
They're normally advertised for pets, but if you lose your keys
or suitcases,
you've got an Apple key ring. Suitcases,
yeah.
Okay, almost
hey,
like
Lingy, we all know what your Lammy's adventures are like. Maybe you need to keep one in your pocket.
Now that's great advice. Is it like a little microchip for a kid, sort of thing? Like you microchip your pet?
Pretty much. It's like a 20-cent piece coin.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about making Jed wear the leash, though. That's the...
No. If I go no leash, but I just microchip
like as in the collar. Like
the collar.
You can have a little collar with your mobile phone number hanging off the tag.
Yes.
Old school style.
Is there more advice coming my way?
There is. We've got a full board of calls. let's start off with Deanne from Corio. What's your advice for Lingy?
Hi, Lingy. Don't feel bad. I used to lose my son every week, if not twice a week.
Oh, okay.
All the time. Not the others, but I've got a younger one now, and he's non-verbal, and I've got a TikTok tracker.
Okay.
It's not the app. It's an actual watch that the kids can wear.
Oh.
And there's an app on your phone. You can actually ring them, and they can answer it. And there's also the app on your phone also has a map of the area that you're at, and you can track them in real time.
Yeah, oh, I love right.
This. So cool. Okay, TikTok, not the app.
TikTok tracker.
TikTok tracker.
Tick the app. Yeah, the watch.
That seems more. More reasonable or more doable than like the little AirTag, little disc, and keeping that sort of in the child's pocket or whatever. If it's like strapped to their wrist and it's a little watch, yeah. I think that seems more sort
secure.
Of, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I like that. I'm taking notes of all of these.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kim's in Bell Post Hill. Morning, Kim.
Good morning.
What's your tip?
So I don't necessarily have a tracking tip. However, my son is also as same as Deanne's nonverbal, and so anyone trying to ask him, you know, are you lost or anything, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I dressed him in, like, the Workman's high-vis kids T-shirts that are sold at Lowe's at Cario Village.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much easier to spot them.
Oh, that is a great
idea. I love it. High-vis.
Yeah. At Lowe's, they sell kids ones.
And then Lee could run around and be like, hey, have you seen a kid wearing high-vis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people would be able to... That's a great idea, Kim.
Yeah, combined with the red hair, surely Jed would stand out in that.
You'd have to get him the yellow high-vis, not the orange. Don't do that to the kid.
All right, let's wrap it up with Lisa in Ocean Grove. Lisa, have you got a tip for Lee on keeping track of his children?
Yeah, I do, Lee. It's a fairly easy one, or two fairly easy ones. Whenever we go out, I just write my name in Texter and my phone number on their arm.
Oh, yeah.
And put a layer of clear nail polish over it.
Okay.
Oh, that's smart.
So it won't wash off when they wash their hands.
Yeah. Wow.
So then if anyone notices they're lost, they can just look at their arm and call me.
Mm.
And the other one I haven't had to use, but it makes complete sense, is if you notice your child's lost, instead of just wandering around looking for them, start yelling.
Be loud.
And yelling out their name, what they're wearing, that, you know, I'm looking for a lost child, he's 6 years old, he's wearing a high-vis vest.
Yeah. and a head, high-vis head.
And everyone in the area who hears will automatically look around as well and start looking as well.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Lisa. I hadn't even considered that as I was smiling for my 15th photo. I should have gone, right, every one of you who got a photo off me, you're now part of my search party. Get to work.
Swap, yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.